From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pakistan's government has ordered an all-out assault against the Taliban. The offensive would happen in the lawless tribal belt along the Afghan border. That's where the Taliban leadership is based. And it would widen a conflict that's already in its eighth week. The Pakistani military has been fighting militants in another area, the Swat Valley. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled with the military to where that offensive was launched. It's a region called Deer.
The landscape of Lower Deer provides a clue into how the militants maneuver in this place, where even the mighty 17th century Mughal emperors struggled to bring local tribesmen in line. The rushing Panchgora River opens up stony plains and cuts deep ravines into the cliffs of Deer, tucked between the Swat Valley and the tribal belt of the Afghan border. Beige foothills give way to fur-covered mountains, a setting of stunning beauty and hiding places. Militants can easily melt away by day, but the army's hunt for them continues through the night. On a Friday night, artillery positioned at the headquarters of the Deer Scouts in the central town of Timergara fire on the village of Kumbar, some 15 miles to the north. The army says the militants set up a training camp in the forest above the village. Pakistani military experts acknowledge that the artillery is not intended as a precision weapon. Daylight bears that out. Under army escort the next day, a convoy of some 12 vehicles carrying soldiers and journalists rumbles through the ruined and abandoned streets of Kumbar and its bazaar.
With the tanks in the lead, we're taking a tour here of Kumbar, whose bazaar has been badly hit. You see houses on the hilltops. They look like dollhouses. The entire walls have been knocked out. Here is a house next to us. It's been totally destroyed. We're told by authorities here that this had been a redoubt for the Taliban. It's blackened by fire and pockmarked with all sorts of artillery and mortar shells.
As the convoy passes, a pair of donkeys steps aside, lost amid the destruction. The procession abruptly stops. Heavily armed soldiers nervously scan the area they say is besieged by snipers. Troops frisk the few civilians who have braved the streets. Families displaced by the fighting wait for hours for the curfew to be lifted so that they can come back to collect what is left of their lives. A refrigerator, the odd bed, crops that are going to seed. Abdul Rahman has returned for bedding. He says his family took shelter with a friend after fleeing the fighting.
The government is firing mortar shells and indiscriminately whoever is hit, and I myself was at home and 14 mortar shells hit the areas around me, and so that's why we had to move out. We don't want anything. We just want to have our country back, our land back.
The army has insisted from the start that it has used maximum restraint. And Captain Nazir Iqbal says it is also anxious to help the estimated 400,000 civilians driven from Lower Deer return home. He says weeks of bombardment have degraded the Taliban's forces.
They have fled. Most of them, the persons have fled. And they are running short of ammunition, they are running short of their supplies. And we have guessed that their number is not more than 50.
Captain Iqbal warns the battle in Lower Deer is far from over. Just today, fresh fighting about a mile from here left 9 militants and 1 security officer dead. A battle of another sort rages in Upper Deer. 4 hours of hairpin curves on a mountain road deposit us in Dogdara, an impoverished area enriched only by the scenery. Snow-capped peaks loom in the distance. A latticework of tree limbs and stones serves for houses. Here, the flinty tribes of Upper Deer have captured and killed the Taliban by themselves. Siraj Uddin is an elder who helped 500 residents organize into a local militia, or Lashkar, to fight the militants. No more negotiations. They had their chance, he says. For 6 months, the respected religious scholars, the elders, were all brought in to talk with the Taliban. But we've never seen more deviant people, Uddin says. Any advice to the militants, he says, fell on deaf ears. The Lashkar laid siege to Taliban strongholds after a suicide bomber destroyed a mosque here 10 days ago. Some 30 people were killed, many of them children. Lashkar member Mohammed Sadiq brandishes an AK-47 as he patrols the hills.
We'll fight the Taliban with whatever strength we have. If we kill them, it's okay, because otherwise, they will kill us.
Sadiq says had more people taken up arms against the Taliban, Pakistan would not be fighting to wrest back territory from extremists.
There would be no need for any military operation anywhere if other people had done this.
The muffled sound of mortar shells is heard just over the ridge where the militia is pounding the militants, whom local authorities say are cornered. District Chief of Police Ijaz Ahmed says the Lashkar's achievement goes well beyond the borders of Upper Deer.
It gives the whole of the nation and the whole of the people of Pakistan an encouragement that these people shouldn't be feared. They can be faced even locally. And once you stand up against these people, then I think they are no match to the local people.
The army has assisted the militia with ammunition and airborne raids. Retired General Talat Masood says they are a valuable force multiplier, but he says they pose dangers all of their own if their assignment is anything but temporary.
You should not give them any permanence of whatsoever, because that could turn very dangerous and may result in warlordism, because then they will realize, these Lashkars, whosoever is leading them, that they are also asserting, they can also assert power through the barrel of the gun.
Pakistan's constitution bans private armies, but the operational commander in Lower Deer, Brigadier Amal Zada, says Lashkars now would seem to constitute an exception.
At this moment, there are no normal situation in our country. So I think if the Lashkar is doing that job and helping us, we must encourage them, because otherwise the same job would have been done by the army itself.
And Lashkar members say more than anything, they wanted to avoid the sort of heavy damage the entry of the army has brought to other districts during its offensive. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lower Deer, Pakistan.